A word for you from Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. We have been looking at the five solas, as we call it, from the Reformation, and upon which the whole faith is built, and it's the very foundation of which you should be grounded on. And it's good to know what was very clear to the reformers at that time. It needs to be just as clear to us today. Last time we looked at sola scriptura, the scriptures alone, and now sola fide, by faith alone. Ngokukholwa kuphela. That doesn't mean that the reformers were excluding a life of faith that is displayed by good works. But what they were saying was, it's not the good works that save you, but by faith you can then show forth good works, as is clearly given to us in the book of James. As one man of God has said, faith without works is fruitless, but works without faith is rootless. You see, even if we keep to all the precepts of the faith, we do what should be done in Christianity, that doesn't make us a Christian. True faith, and as it's been shown here in Ephesians, which is a gift of God, is something that makes us alive. It regenerates us. It converts us. It changes us. And it is something that is given by God. Faith in what? It is faith in Christ, in His finished work. It is not faith in ourselves. It's not even faith in the Bible, even though we have declared sola scriptura, by scriptures alone. But it's faith in Christ of the Bible and in His finished work on Calvary. I wonder, dear friend, do you have that faith? Or do you have a list of things that you can fall back on that you say, surely I must be saved because I have all these things that I've been doing all my life. I've been trying to obey the Bible. I've been trying to do this and that. Well, unless it's a faith that is given by God and has changed your heart, turned you away from sin, that He granted you repentance and the ability to trust in Christ alone, unless you have that, you are not saved. We are saved by Christ alone through faith alone, ngokukholwa kuphela.